Day 323, Sunday, December 24th, 1 Chronicles 24. 1 Chronicles 24 1-31 NKJV. Now these are the divisions of the sons of Aaron. The sons of Aaron were Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Itamar. And Nadab and Abihu died before their father, and had no children, therefore Eleazar and Itamar ministered as priests. Then David with Zadok of the sons of Eleazar, and Ahimelech of the sons of Itamar, divided them according to the schedule of their service. There were more leaders found of the sons of Eleazar than of the sons of Itamar, and thus they were divided. Among the sons of Eleazar were 16 heads of their father's houses, and 8 heads of their father's houses among the sons of Itamar. Thus they were divided by lot, one group as another, for there were officials of the sanctuary and officials of the house of God, from the sons of Eleazar and from the sons of Itamar. And the scribe, Shemaiah the son of Nethanel, one of the Levites, wrote them down before the king, the leaders, Zadok the priest, Ahimelech the son of Abiathar, and the heads of the father's houses of the priests and Levites, one father's house taken for Eleazar and one for Itamar. Now the first lot fell to Jehoiarib, the second to Jediah, the third to Harim, the fourth to Seorim, the fifth to Malchijah, the sixth to Majamin, the seventh to Hakoz, the eighth to Abiah, the ninth to Jeshua, the tenth to Shechaniah, the 11th to Eliashib, the 12th to Yakim, the 13th to Hopa, the 14th to Jeshebeab, the 15th to Bilga, the 16th to Immer, the 17th to Hezer, the 18th to Hapitzez, the 19th to Pethiah, the 20th to Jehizkel, the 21st to Jachin, the 22nd to Gamal, the 23rd to Delaiah, the 24th to Maaziah. This was the schedule of their service for coming into the house of the Lord, according to their ordinance by the hand of Aaron their father, as the Lord God of Israel had commanded him. And the rest of the sons of Levi, of the sons of Amram, Shubael, of the sons of Shubael, Jediah. Concerning Rehabiah, of the sons of Rehabiah, the first was Ishiah, of the Isharites, Shelemith, of the sons of Shelemith, Jahath, of the sons of Hebron, Jeriah was the first, Amariah the second, Jehaziel the third, and Jechamiam the fourth, of the sons of Uziel, Micah, of the sons of Micah, Shamir, the brother of Micah, Ishiah, of the sons of Ishiah, Zechariah, the sons of Merari were Mali and Mushi, the son of Haziah, Beno. The sons of Merari by Haziah were Beno, Shoham, Zakur, and Ibri. Of Mali, Eleazar, who had no sons. Of Kish, the son of Kish, Jeremiel. Also the sons of Mushi were Mali, Eder, and Jeremoth. These were the sons of the Levites according to their fathers' houses. These also cast lots just as their brothers the sons of Aaron did, in the presence of King David, Zadok, Ahimelech, and the heads of the fathers' houses of the priests and Levites. The chief fathers did just as their younger brethren. Daily Deep Dive, the UCG reading program states, 24 chief men are chosen to head up the courses of priests who are to serve in some sort of rotating fashion at the temple. Note that Ahimelech, the son of Abiathar, has taken over his father's priestly duties, which has apparently been the case for some time. Compare 1 Chronicles 18:16, 2 Samuel 8:17, even before Abiathar's siding with Adonijah. Of some interest is the 8th course, given to Abiah, 1 Chronicles 24:10, in whose division John the Baptist's father Zacharias was serving some 1,000 years later when he received his visit from the angel Gabriel regarding John's birth. See Luke 1-5-23. When their service was completed, the priests in each course could return home to their families, as Zacharias did, Luke 1:23. Tradition tells us that each course served for 1 week at a time, except during the three festival seasons, when all courses served together, and scripture gives an indication that this was likely the case, while dealing specifically with the gatekeepers, who were Levites, but not priests. 1 Chronicles 9:25 states that each division of them served for 7 days. That this was probably also the case with the priests is indicated by the fact that the Levites assigned to serve at the temple were also divided by lot into 24 courses, 1 Chronicles 24:19-31. Lining these weeks up on the Hebrew calendar gives indication as to when Zacharias served, and thus when John the Baptist was conceived, as well as Christ, who was conceived 6 months later, compare Luke 1:26. 36. This would put John's birth in the spring of the year and Christ's birth in the autumn. For more details, see biblical evidence shows Jesus wasn't born on December 25, holidays or holy days, does it matter which days we keep? P. 12. End. Verse 5. Regarding the distinction between these two roles of service, the Benson commentary states, governors of the house of God, Hebrew, governors of God, that is, the judges, says Ubi Gon. The ministers of religion are expressed in the foregoing words, the governors of the sanctuary. It is very justly observed by Grotius, that governors of God never signify, in the sacred writings, those that minister to God, but governors in the commonwealth, chiefs, or judges.